Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Butter Baby. Butter Baby. Baby.
Hey, it's Selena.
The
best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad.
College
Radio. Love Fantasy. The Diva
Squad.
This is Kylie Jones. On Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ College Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, stuck on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, dying to rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no end to future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when they catch a stack? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, word is foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's pushing the band.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have one of my fellow divas. Diva, you in the building?
Absolutely. Ray Queen is in the building. Good evening.
All right. Ray Queen is here. Miss Lombetta will be joining us shortly. But definitely want to welcome you guys back to another episode. You know, we've been a little stagnant, but we're going to get back on the ball. Trust me. We're going to get back there. We're going to do what we got to do. You know, this thing called life sometimes just gets you so busy and you're running around and you're dead tired and, yeah, just, you know, but we're balancing, you know, and we're working mothers, working wives, and we're doing what we got to do. So shout out to us for holding it down, just saying. You know, and with that being said,
yes.
The GQ Palace Love Fantasy with Adiba Squad is here every Wednesday at 8 p.m. The number to call is 563-999-3577. Say that again, 563-999-3577. That's the number to call in. You can definitely call in, talk with us, and we'll talk about different topics. We're going to be interviewing some people shortly. We're going to switch it up a little bit, have some special guests, you know, so those of you who are looking to be a special guest, definitely, you know, check us out. Reach out to one of us, you know, myself, Storm, Miss Lombetta, Ray Queen. We're definitely going to, you know, switch it up a little bit, you know, try and take GQ Palace to a different, you know, avenue a little bit, working on building a fan base. So, but what we do here on the Diva Squad is we just talk about different topics, interview people. we go from interviewing people, all types of people, any people that's looking pretty much to promote what they're doing, we do that too. So it's usually done on our Friday show, but we're going to start, you know, doing a little something on our Wednesday show as well. But we're just super excited. So I'm going to bring one, I believe, Miss Mobetta is joining us. Miss Mobetta, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey.
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey. How you doing?
Amazing.
Oh,
all
just
right,
chopping it up, you know. A little intro, that's it. Just give a little intro on what we do here and, you know, when we're doing
okay.
It and so on and different things that, you know, we're going to be working on and stuff. Just trying to get back motivated and, you know, I said it was a little stagnant,
yeah.
Lately, you know, this thing called life, you know, sometimes
yeah.
Take a toll and you're so busy and work and kids and, you know, it's balancing,
life
you
is.
Know, but,
yeah.
Yeah, so we're definitely working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know about you ladies, but did you guys realize that Biggie Smalls today? Like, I didn't hear anybody pumping
yes.
it. I only saw a couple people online. How about you guys? Did
yeah.
you see anything? Like, what's up?
Yeah. Well, you know, I follow a lot of different hip hop pages and stuff like that. So they've been talking about it. The radio's been playing it, and playing his music and stuff like that. So I've been hearing stuff, you know, pretty much all day. Today is his 25th anniversary. So, and he can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Excuse my background, though. I'm just saying it's my background. Don't say
anything. Oh, yeah, no. It's his 25th anniversary, and this year he would have made 50 years old, which his birthday is coming up in May 21st. So, yeah,
wow.
There's been a couple of stations and stuff has been bumping them today.
Channel 12 gave him a little nod, 2 second recognition today, I noticed.
Okay.
Yeah, News 12. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, News 12 has a few new people working behind their scenes. So,
I see. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll see a little difference. You'll see a little more diversity when it comes to Channel 12.
Nice. I like it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Clap it up. Okay. So peace and blessings to everybody that's celebrating the birthday.
My bad. I was a little slow.
To anybody that's celebrating
what season
birthday,
is this?
This is still in Pisces season. This is Pisces. And Aries is the next. So,
yeah.
But right now they're still in Pisces season. Yeah, so happy birthday to whoever's celebrating a birthday out there, you know.
It's my birthday.
Oh,
all month. My birthday. All month.
Your birthday,
yeah, this
is
your birthday
what?
Month, isn't
March
it?
What?
The 30th. Yes.
March 30th?
Yes. Oh,
yes,
so.
Yes, yes, yes. My baby
okay,
daddy's
okay.
birthday is March 30th. The one
oh, wow.
That, the one that
shout
y'all
out to baby daddy.
Yeah, that's
okay,
the
shout
okay.
out to baby daddy. You know.
Yeah, my bad.
All right, cool. So, yeah, so with that being said, shout out to Nia. It's Nia's birthday today. Look, I told I was going to give a shout out. Nia from Dix Hills, Nia. Nia, happy birthday, girl. She turns a big 1 7.
Happy birthday.
Today. So,
yeah. Okay, happy birthday.
You know, we met as peer family, and we just, you know, blended together.
Yeah.
So, definitely shout out to her.
That happened.
Shout out to
those travel teams.
Yeah.
Become family.
My oldest. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
My oldest sister, Angie, her birthday was March 4th. Happy 57th birthday, sister.
Wow. Yeah, she looks great, too.
She does.
Yes,
she doesn't
look at all. She looks good. Yes, yes. We don't crack
y'all
know that.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know what the saying is.
Someone asked me yesterday, can I ask you an honest question? I said, yes. She said, do you use Botox or something in your face? I said, no. Why? She says, you've got to be kidding me. Your face, your skin is so flawless. No wrinkles, no nothing. Your skin is so beautiful. I says, no, I don't use anything in particular other than black soap. It just don't crack, baby.
Yeah. Well,
let me ask you real quick.
Uh-huh. I was going to say about that black soap. How is that?
I love it. Ooh.
Yeah, okay.
I've been using it.
Would you recommend it?
It gets your skin clean.
I would highly recommend it. It burns my eyes. It burns my eyes, but as far as my skin, oh my gosh. Yes. Yes.
But like I was going to say, as far as the skin goes, as long as with age, our skin definitely will wrinkle and do stuff because that just goes along with age.
Uh-huh.
However, if you don't like apply a lot of foundation and, you know, you make it your business to have your face made up every day, your skin will pretty much last. It'll keep it, you know, its structure. You just gotta, you know, keep it moisturized, whatever works best for your skin, you know. But applying a lot of makeup makes you look old when you don't have it on.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just saying, you know, I'm that's to each his own who does wear makeup and stuff all the time or whatever. You know, I'm not knocking anybody, but the thing is, it clogs your pores and stuff up, so it won't allow your skin to breathe and do things like that. It has nothing left, so it just start wrinkling and it just makes you look old, you know. So if you don't have to wear it, I wouldn't recommend it.
I also highly recommend this product that I found. It's an African American owned product. It's called. It's a line of products. It's called BUTTAH butter, and I use a very very tiny bit. What I have is the facial wash, which I don't use unless I'm out of black soap. But I put a tiny bit of the vitamin C serum on my skin, and then I rub the facial shea butter. It takes a tiny, I mean, just a tiny drop of the product to, you know, after I wash my face with the black soap, I put the product, like, under my eyes, and it makes my skin feel so fresh, so beautiful. Yeah, but nothing, you know, nothing out of the ordinary.
just the that black soap and that B-U-T-T-A-H. Check that out. Look into that, Diva. B-U-T-T-A-H butter.
And
highly
also,
recommend it.
Another tip, though, is after you wash your face with warm water, if you can't just, you know, kind of seal it with cool water, and that's with anything, even with washing your hands and everything. So that's like washing your hair. The hot water, it opens all the pores and stuff up, and the cool water seals it. So if after, you know, once you wash it with the soap and you're rinsing it, try to rinse it with cool water.
Yes, I've
heard
that
as well. Shout out to GQ Palace Self-Care at the beginning of the Love and Fantasy.
Yes.
Self-care. Just helping guys out real quick. Self-care.
Yeah.
Real quick. That's what's up. So how you ladies been? You guys been okay? Everything's good? Work is good? Essential work is good.
Tough,
you know? Everything's open back up now, right? I think, right? Pretty much?
Yeah. Pretty much almost everything is, you know, it's almost, I don't think it'll ever be normal again, but it's,
I agree.
Everything is opening. It's opening up now, so. But I would still recommend people look in our pockets, be open.
Mm-hmm.
Your wallets are opening.
Look in our pockets. Yeah, can I? But my thing is,
going up 10 cents
shout
a day.
Out everybody. Exactly. Shout out to everybody that's working, that's been working and stuff like that. But these employees, I think y'all should still give some recognition, you know, to the people that's been working and holding it down and keeping it together. I'm just saying. So as stuff opens and business starts getting busier, I hope and pray that there's financial blessings coming, you know, our way. You know,
financial necessity.
Exactly. You know,
the comeback
has to be strong. And with things opening up, when you think about it, you know, like some people, you know, that took pay cuts and stuff like that during the pandemic, and now that things are opening back up, they'll get their regular salary. But I'm just saying, what happened to the salary that they lost? Because they didn't make it, but they worked, but they, you know, so I still feel that, you know, those essential workers out there that didn't really get the recognition that they deserve. And you know, it doesn't have to be. I'm not talking just hospital people. I'm talking about people in general, you know, because all of us are essential workers. I'm just saying, if we got out there
that's right.
and we went to work
that's
and we
right.
did what we had to do, we are essential. We don't have to work
that's
in
right.
a hospital.
Anybody
we
that
are
works.
Essential workers as well. Exactly. And I'm still mad over that unemployment money that I ain't get, but I'm just throwing it out there. But I know God's going to bless me in a different way, you know, but I'm just saying that money that those people made at home collecting that money, bringing home more than what I'm bringing home. I'm just
bringing home more than they ever did working.
You know, the struggle was real, people. Just saying.
Sorry. What do you ladies think about the gas prices going up so high?
It's like $5. $5 now or something, right?
Yes.
Where Miss Colbetta at, Miss Politics? Miss Politics, Miss Colbetta, what's up? Gas prices. Come on, Miss Colbetta. You are the politics for GQ Palace. Love Fantasy. What's up with that? How do you feel about this $5,
you know? I'm not even going to touch on how I feel about it. It's that's a whole different sector. However, as long as this war is going on over in Ukraine, we will be paying higher gas. It's going to go up even more. We'll probably reach about $6 a gallon by when it's all said and done. That's here over here on the eastern seaboard. So. Yeah, so as long as they stop the Russian oil export, then we're going to be paying. So, but it's a lot. You'd have to really sit down and read on really why this war is going on. You understand? So,
yeah,
it's all about treason and tyranny. They're trying to take over. Whatever.
We know the deep part of it, you know. We follow that aspect of it. But I was saying, like, say, like, how do you guys feel about how it affects us here, you know, because ultimately all of this affects everybody around, you know, but as you guys are here on the show, you know, so I was just asking, like, how do you feel about it? You know, how do you feel it's affecting you and your day-to-day activity?
I'm sick about it because, number one, I don't like to drive a small vehicle. So the big vehicles that I like to drive, gas guzzlers, I don't think that we should have anything, you know, to even do with this mess. Like, why do we even have to suffer? You know what I'm saying? And look at the people, the women and children that are suffering over there, getting killed and struggling to leave. I'm like, just watching it, it's so sad. And then for it to come all the way over here and for our gas so high and our oil to go up so high, we're struggling already. You know, we got homeless people as it is. We have, you know, so I'm not really sick about it. I just use that term. But it is disgusting. It is disgusting. You know, I try to stay up on politics. I never used to be involved in them, you know. But now I'm, you know, the past couple of years I've been more into politics and paying attention and, you know, watching the parts of the news that, you know, that I need to learn about as far as the politics. But I don't see why we had to dip up into that. Now look, we're suffering. That's my take on it.
Hello? What about you?
Yeah.
What about you, Ms. Mobetta?
Well, like I said, I try not to put my feelings in it because I know not to its full extent, but I know how most of it works. We are pawns here, and countries abroad are pawns. They have a certain, like with the UN, NATO, all kinds of stuff, all of these secret societies set up to where, like, what's his name? Putin just did a checkmate. And the reason why the United States are involved, we're not the only ones involved, by the way, but the reason why we are part of that because a lot of Ukraine, number one, is an ally of ours. Second, all the surrounding territory and stuff around Ukraine belongs. They are a part of NATO, which we are a part of NATO. So we have area and things to be protected.
Right.
So we've aided them. We've aided them with, like, finances and stuff, but none of our troops are over there. None of our troops are to go into Ukraine. So, like I said, it's a lot. You to really have to sit down, and I try not to to throw my feelings in there because then it makes me angry. And it's still even with war and all that stuff going on, they still find a way to show their racism and stuff also. So I struggle to find compassion, and I pray that God forgives me for it. However, because they were not allowing black folks to even enter into Poland and stuff like that, they were saying, oh, no, black people, they had the African-American people were having them wait, and they were taking the Ukrainian women and children first. And everybody else had to wait. So it's like, you know, even with them seeing so much death, destruction, and stuff in their own land with their own people, you still find it a way to discriminate against somebody else that doesn't look like you.
Oh,
I find that to be a little disgusting. And I know how the media, sometimes they'll take one or two instances and blow it up because that's what gets their ratings going. However, just because that's just one or two instances doesn't mean that didn't happen. They didn't make the story up. That's just what they chose to expose, and it's happening. You know, so, mm-hmm. they listen, I pray God have mercy on us all. So, you know, hopefully they can come to some type of resolution before our gas prices hit $6 or $7 a gallon, because everything's going up but every people's wages and pay. So,
word.
You know, I don't know. Hopefully there'll be some type of resolution coming soon that'll give us some type of break. And I have news for everybody. The gas will not be going down. Even if they don't raise the gas prices anymore, it won't be going down. I feel for us in the stock market. The stock market is just red. For anybody that actually has a 401k and different things like that, yes, if you check your 401k, all of those numbers are down right now. So it's crazy.
Yeah, so I think it's ridiculous. You know, I've been following it, and it's just, to me, it's just a lot. It's a lot going on. It's a lot to consume. There's a lot to educate different people on, and everybody has all these different opinions about what they feel and why they feel this and why they feel that. And we don't really do much of the politics when it comes down to that. We kind of just voice our opinion and keep it moving because that's, you know, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that it's, you know, those of you who know us know we're not licensed to do this. We just do this because we love doing it. And, you know, we just happen to be able to be gifted enough to be able to, you know, educate people on different things, you know. And, of course, that's after we have our education on it. We can educate you on it and enlighten you on what's going on. So I just think it's crazy, and, you know, I just pray for everybody that's involved, and I pray for everyone, even the enemies, even my enemies, those people, you know, the devil, you know, is busy, but it is what it is. You got to just stay prayed up. Stay prayed up and just, you know, do the best you can.
Pretty
much. With that being said, you know, we talked about a lot of different things so far. It's about 8:30, but we do have our own little topic that we was going to talk about tonight. You know, we just kind of wanted to make sure that we pay some respect to Biggie Smalls. You know, we'll play, you know, a song or two of his at the end of the show. You know, right now we'll just keep chopping it up and, you know, doing what we do. The phone lines are open. The number to call is 563-999-3577. You're more than welcome to press that one button and give your feedback on how you feel about what's going on and how you feel affected, you know, by it. The only thing I did want to bring to light real quick is we didn't have this show, I think, when this happened. I don't think it was a Wednesday where we did the show live, but shout out to the victims at the I think it was Lincoln University over in Pennsylvania, where there was a big stabbing that happened there, and the students were fighting pretty much. The gist of it is the students were fighting, and the brother called his family, his sister, to come up there, and the sister came up there, and she was able to get past security because she said she was going to be dropping, you know, something off to the brother or picking the brother up or something. So security let her pass. She then came onto campus, and it was a bloodbath where people did die, people did get hurt, you know, people did get stabbed. You know, yeah. So definitely look it up. The video was crazy.
And where was this?
I believe it's Lincoln University over in Pennsylvania. One of Destiny's friends goes there, and it was crazy. You know, being able to talk to these kids and them just feel like so discouraged. You know, so discouraged with what's going on and stuff. It's crazy. You know, the lady was able to get on. You know, she was able to get on campus. She got on campus. And when you look it up, it was at Lincoln University over in Pennsylvania. Look it up. 39 years old. She's charged with it. She was arrested and charged. because I think one kid died from the stabbing.
Wow.
But then like two or three other kids were injured. So definitely praying for all these kids, and they were seniors at this college, you know, where they, you know, they were almost done, and this is what happened. And I think one of the kids is, he's so traumatized where, like, he saw his roommate on the floor, and he went and was trying to apply pressure to his neck to, like, stop, you know, stop the bleeding, and he died. The kid died.
Oh.
Yep. So look it up when you guys have some time. Lincoln University stabbing. And it was the person's sister. And when you look at the picture online, you would think that, you would think it was a guy, you know, because that's who they thought. So as the videos were circulating, they thought it was a guy, but it wasn't. It was a female. It was the guy's sister that was able to get on campus, and she was the one that was swinging the knife around. So definitely praying for them, you know, and praying for the college kids out there who, you know, no one wants to send their kid off to college and then their kid not come back. You know, and I believe what they were trying to explain was, you know, in college, sometimes, you know, some kids be stealing stuff from other people and stuff. And, you know, some kid was accused of stealing something from a kid, from a couple of kids. And that's how I think it started. But just, we're just praying for them. And I just ask that everybody just keep them prayed up, you know, Lincoln University, just keep praying for them and see what's going on. And, you know, reach out to the kids that are, you know, to your kids that you know that are away at college, that are home at college, and just make sure they're good, because these kids are traumatized. Mm-hmm. It happened on campus in the dorm. Legit, in the dorm. It wasn't outside. It was in the dorm it happened. So just, you know, just pray for them, guys. Just pray for them. Pray for everybody that's involved in it. It's crazy. The weird part was, as you know, those of you who are familiar, there's no visitors allowed. So that's the issue. You can't have visitors on campus. You know, they can drop off and pick up, but they can't physically come into the dorms. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of lawsuits and stuff like that. But reality is, if somebody dropped the ball, you know, somebody dropped the ball and somebody was able to get in. And it's just, you know, it's unacceptable.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, just look it up when you guys got some time. But Ms. Bobetta, what was our topic for tonight? Do you remember? I know we've been going on and on.
We were talking about having a conversation about how do you restore intimacy.
Yeah. That's what it was. Okay. Restoring intimacy.
What are the signs? What are some signs of intimacy not being present? So either one of you ladies,
keep the spark going. Keep the spark going.
I was going to say that same thing. You have to keep that flame going.
You have to. Okay. You have to
an example. We need an example.
Do some of the same things that you did in the beginning of the relationship, like have date night.
Oh, my
God. Dates.
Yeah. Let me just interrupt you real quick. As soon as Ms. Nobetta said that, that's the first thing that I was going to say. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Let me download this. Go ahead.
Go on dates still. You know, I have that you gotta make sure you keep it young. I mean, keep the flame going. Keep the flame going. That's the best advice that I can give.
Okay. Storm?
I'm here. So I want to just point out something real quick, right? So I like to look up everything. So as Ms. Mabetta just said that, right? So I said, you know what, let me just look up, you know, what does online say about rebuilding intimacy, right? The first thing is that it says have sex more often. Touch each other. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you. It says have sex more often. The second thing is touch each other non-sexually. Okay. Think deep, guys. Touch each other non-sexually. Okay. Do things together. Have deep conversations. And then the fifth one is step out of your routine. Okay. So the routines that you guys have, step, you know, do something different. So I wanted to share that real quick because I believe it was maybe like 2 weeks ago we were talking about it and how intimacy is on a lot of different levels. It doesn't just have to be mean sexual, you know. That it's more to intimacy than that sexual form of it. So I just wanted to read that, but and then take from that. You know, I think to have sex and have sex more is very important. But what I do find that is deep for me is touch each other non-sexually. So when you say non-sexually, I don't have to touch you to give to be intimate with you. You know, it's more to it than that. It, to me,
intimacy means closeness.
And that to me, that's super deep to me, I feel, you know, because when you think of it, you have deep conversations with your mate or whoever you're with, you know, all the time, you know, if the communication is good. Let me fix that. If the communication is good, you have deep conversations all the time, you know. And in life, I know we're all stuck in routines, the routine of you go to work, you work a double, you do this, you cook, you clean, you do that. But sometimes you don't really have that you don't have that date time, you know, that me time between you and your husband or you and your girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever's house. You don't have that. So sometimes I feel like making time to do things out the ordinary, you know, but and don't just, it can't be one-sided. It can't be, okay, well, I'm going to plan the date night of what we're going to do and, you know, you're not going to plan it. No, I need to make sure that we're on the same page. We got the same wavelength here. You know, I'm plan something, but you plan something also for this way. That keeps it going. Like, you feel more appreciated, I feel. You know, you feel like, all right, it's not forced. You feel appreciated with it. You know, and then doing things together. It's the small things. You know, even if you get in the car and you take a drive, you know, or I'm not really a movie person, you know, so to speak. But, you know, me, because I work a lot, I would say, I could just, you know, we could just lay in a bed and watch TV or go for a ride. You know, like, to me, it's like, those things, like, that works for me. I don't know about everybody else, but that works for me, you know, especially when, like, you're so busy. Like, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when I hit that bed, I'm out for a count, like, 5 minutes later, you know. And I could sleep. So to me, those are five things to me I feel that are big things. Some are bigger than others when it comes down to you, but it depends on your situation, you know. But I'm more for the connection. Have sex more often, and the being able to connect non-sexually. Okay.
I like those. Yeah, answers. I like those answers.
What about you, Miss Mo Betta? How you feeling?
Well, I was just allowing y'all to get y'all opinions and things across. See, the thing is, when it says have sex more, sex can confuse things. So I'm playing a little devil's advocate right now. Sometimes sex confuses things because.
Why?
It's like, all right, I like how he or she makes me feel sexually, but I don't like the way they are intellectually. You understand what I'm saying? So then that love language is only about sex at that time. So the intimacy is only sex. That's your closeness. So that's why I said sometimes sex confuses things. So, like you said, at times you'll have to start stealing time for yourself. Like we do, we become complacent. You know, you don't like change. Some people don't like change. Me, myself, I'll change at the drop of a dime. I do. I change like the weather. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, when you talk about busy, that word busy is not always a good word. Like, oh, I'm going to just keep myself busy. being under Satan's yoke is not good, because then it does. It robs you. It robs you of the time that you and your mate, spouse, or, you know, whoever need to have that intimacy built. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if you're planting a seed, you can't just plant the seed and leave it. You have to keep watering for it to grow. So you have to water it. So that doesn't mean that you're going to always like your mate. That doesn't mean you're going to always get along with them. There's going to be times that y'all don't like each other. We can't, you probably don't can't stand to be in the same room. However, that's just a quick circumstance. Mm-hmm. We can't let that circumstance damper or ruin what you know you have. You know what I'm saying? So, intimacy is very important, huh?
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Good.
Devil's advocate. You said sex can confuse things, right?
Oh yes.
So, so my thing, you know, the question I have for you, ladies, when you say that, when you get into the relationship and you're getting to know someone, you know, and you're really trying to figure out, you know, their love language, your love language, you know yourself, and now you're trying to like blend it together with that person. You know, when it comes down to the sex part of it now, you might like what the person is doing sexually, but you're in control now. You're in control of how far it goes, because you want to be able to have that intelligent, intellectual conversation where you're with your mate and you guys are, I'll say, vibing on that level. And then it goes to another level, because it's not your relationship, just from my experience, can't all be based on sex. It's so much more to that relationship, you know, too. I mean, unless you're going to walk around, you're going to have sex all day, all night, 24/7, no matter
what
job.
What's that?
You know, then
that might work for you.
You know, like the typical nympho, that might work, you know, where you might do different things and different people, or the mate that you have and you're with that person and you guys are sexing 24/7. It's like you're starting that relationship. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're starting that relationship on that sexual level, you know, where this is what it's based on. So it's going to be, do you believe it's going to be hard to, like, stop that sexual relationship and get back to the intimacy part of it with there being more than just sex? Or do you feel like once you start that sexual relationship that it's just going to be sex?
Well, see, this is where communication has to come in. This is where communication comes in. Like, you know, I think we should try something different. You understand what I'm saying? That this is where the communication comes. Like, we have to communicate that. That's why people always say communication is key. Communication is key. Communication is key, but comprehension, those two go hand in hand. Because I can communicate to you all day long, but if you're not comprehending or receiving what each other is giving out, then you're just talking. So it has to be communicated that way. And, I mean, a lot of times a person can tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't know, and I'm being too personal. But
so you got the floor.
I'm trying
take
to put
floor.
It in a way.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to put it into words, but in third person,
because it's not you.
No. Listen, I'm trying to put it into where people will actually understand. So it's like, all right, maybe all I do want you for is sex. You understand what I'm saying? So what happens is, what happens is that other person is like, well, why wouldn't you say that? You know what I'm saying? If that's all you wanted, you know, and I'm just using this,
right.
I'm just speaking and, you know, as an example,
but of course.
I don't want anybody to think that this is my relationship, because it's not, but it's hard sometimes. It's very hard. But again, you really have to know yourself first And, you know, because a lot of people don't know themselves. They really don't know what they want. And then it becomes confusing to them as well. So you're confusing yourself in the beginning. So at the end of the day, you know, sex is supposed to be a bonus to intimacy. That's a bonus. Because like you said, if you're that connected, if that person makes you feel that overwhelming, like you don't even have to have sex. You have to dance in the middle of the room. And, you know, and you're satisfied and you can go to sleep fully dressed. You understand what I'm saying? And still have the same
joy. Have an orgasm off of that.
You did have sex. Exactly. Yeah. You're stimulating my mental, and that orgasm is totally different than a sexual one. So
exactly.
You have to know yourself.
There you go, Ms. Mobetta.
We speak about that all the time.
Yeah. I got you.
You know? You heard?
Yeah.
You know that light shit.
Yeah. And I think one of the keys to what you're saying, and of course we're just throwing it out there, is you have to mean what you say and say what you mean, you know? And the communication is big. Where if you just want someone and it's just sex, then guess what? I don't need to bond with you or build with you because we'll have that understanding. But you can't make it about sex one minute and then later on be like, oh, where's the intimacy at? Like, we can't get no more than this.
Right.
We had this conversation up front. We discussed this. We know what it is. This is what it is, and that's it. You know, so the communication has to be there, you
right.
know?
Right. Uh-huh. And this is what a lot of people keep asking, and I know it's cliche when you hear it. It's like, well, what do you bring? And 9 out of 10 times it's a male asking a woman, what else do you bring to the table other than sex?
Is it a male asking a female?
I said 9 out of 10 times, that's a male question to a female. What else do you bring
question.
To the table
okay.
besides sex? I'm just saying. I'm on sites that are for men, women, whatever.
Right.
No, but for real, this is how you get that information. You gotta know both sides. So it's like,
absolutely.
Like, what else does she bring to the table other than sex? Or, you know what I'm saying? So that's like, for like Valentine's Day, I was having a conversation with this guy at work. So I was like, a question, as far as Valentine goes, and I asked him, does your wife, you know, gift you and stuff for Valentine's Day? He said, you know what? That's a good question. I never thought about it because it's always pretty much geared to that it's a woman. It's like a woman's holiday where the woman gets treated and everything. But it's supposed to go both ways. It's supposed to go both ways. And that's why, again, the question always arises, what do you bring to the table? What other than sex, what do you bring to the table?
So, Ms. Mobetta, real quick. So the phone lines are lit up, right? So the question that we want to pose real quick, just with that being said, you have to press the one button to be able to answer the question, and the good thing about it is you can be whoever you want to be, okay? You don't have to say your real name or government, whatever you want to say.
We're not blowing nobody up here.
It's not that serious. Devil's advocate, though.
Yeah.
Now, do you believe that question of what else can she bring to the table besides sex?
Mm-hmm.
Is a male question or a female question?
Oh, it's a
throwing it out
question.
There.
But
we want to see with the people that we have what's the census, because in different
we
groups,
need a male to get on here.
Exactly.
We
need a male to get on here. I'm going to be honest with
we
you.
We know
me. Me being a female, you know, born and raised female parts, I'm gonna say I think that's a female question. What else can you bring to the table besides just sex? Mm-hmm. Besides you walking around with your Johnson, what can you bring to the table? What can you bring to the table besides just that? That, and that's your girl Storm. That's what I think. I think it's, I think females should ask that question. So,
true.
How do you
feel? I think
yeah.
both,
you
both
feel,
can ask.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be offended?
That's true.
I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be because I'm asking you the same question.
I know my worth. I wouldn't be.
Yeah. No. Absolutely not. Yeah. No.
And
like I said, I'm asking the same question.
This is why I say sex can confuse things. For that prime example, because they feel like, all right, I'm giving you all my box trigger. This, you know how much this box is worth? You understand what I'm saying?
Some
people have that kind of thought process. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People have that kind of thought process. Like, I'm gay, but, you know, a woman can bear children for men. And this is for people who that are into serious relationships, that are into long-term
mm-hmm.
relationships. Not no hit it and quit it, fly by night at a short stick. That's not for those people.
Right.
So, you know, it's a lot of things that come along. You have people that are just, I'm here to help motivate you. We're here to help each other, to motivate each other. You know what I mean? So it goes along. It can go a long way.
True.
But that question can be asked by both. So now it varies going from situation to situation, though. From each person, because you don't know what their actual situation is, so it can vary. The levels can go either shallow or deeper. So that
okay.
Varies.
Wait. So one of the messages said, "What?"
You're right, laughing already.
Because she says, "I'm bringing sex, and that's good enough." She says, all right, shout out to you, Kim. She says, I know my worth, and I'm bringing sex, and that's enough.
You see, that's what I just said. Like, listen,
so,
you know how much this
yes,
box is
so
worth?
That has to be, yeah, so that has to be something. So she has to be someone that is pretty much like, I'm letting you know up front that I'm bringing nothing but sex to this situation.
Right.
Because it doesn't have to be a relationship. So hold on. Let me just bring this caller on. Let's see who this is. Caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is Mike from Arizona. What's up, Miss Mobetta? I know Angie from
Mike.
This Mike, Angie. This Michael.
From Arizona.
Michael. Esmond and Jada's dad.
Yes, I know who it is. Hi, Michael.
Yes.
Cowboys.
But you know, Angie, a woman got to bring some of just sex to the table, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see, the key was this, though. It depends on the situation. So if you're looking for that relationship, then sure, she would have to bring more. If she's just looking for straight sex and a good time and a wine and a dime, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. She's saying, I'm only bringing sex, and I'm good with that.
Well, yeah, but see, then that's when communication comes in the key right off the top.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So, but other than that.
That's the whole thing.
Even if you are dating a woman, just having sex with a woman, I mean, you still want to respect her. You still want to, you know, she still got to be more than just worth sex. Can she cook? Can
right.
you clean? Do you keep that box clean while you having sex with different men? You know what I'm saying? You know, there's other things. I mean, a man don't want no nasty woman. I mean, she don't have to be. We don't have to be in a relationship just to get sex away. I mean, we can get sex from anywhere.
Right.
But there's some qualities.
Right.
Some qualities come with that. You know what I mean? Your sex can be nasty. It can things. You know what I'm saying?
But
it
what they're looking
things,
for.
You know what I'm saying?
But do you think it changes depending on what you're looking for? I think the key is it depends on what you're looking for. Because If she's telling you up front, I just want to have sex and that's it. And if you decide that you want to have sex with her, whether her box is clean or nasty, you'll decide once you get over there and you get to see what she's working with. But if she's telling you, this is all I want, it is what it is. You're not getting nothing else. And if that box ain't clean, listen, if that box ain't clean, I advise you to run away quickly.
Well, exactly. But I'm just saying, you know, it can be different things that, that a man, a woman, like Angie said, that question can be asked for a male and a female.
So what would you bring? So what's your question then? What would you? Your answer would be, because Miss Mobetta had, she made the statement, and the statement was that she was, you know, was communicating with someone, and they said, you know, the man said pretty much, what is she bringing? I want her to bring more to the table than just sex. Do you agree with that for yourself, or do you feel like it's the opposite way around?
That's if I'm trying to be involved with her. That's if I'm trying to be in a relationship with her. I don't want more than just sex from her. I want her to get her ass in the kitchen and cook me something to eat after sex and all that too. Or else we can go cook together. You know, she got to know it's other things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't even have to be in a relationship. Just show something else that you can do besides sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, that's true. That's true.
I mean,
because you know why?
We all can get sex anywhere.
Well, see, not only that, and some people give their sex too much credit. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
This shit don't even be all that.
I'm gonna tell you something. Hey, yo, you ain't lying. It happens. A motherfucker out and told you how many chicks I'm talking. I'm gonna beat you. I'm gonna get you. And guess what? My shit wouldn't even get fucking hard. You know
oh,
why?
God. Yeah.
It happens. I'm just saying, it happens to the best of us. I'm not, Angie know me, Angie know I'm real, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I've been knowing Angie for how long, like 20 years, Angie?
Long time.
Mm-hmm. So you're right. We can brag on some stuff, and then all of a sudden, it don't even happen like that.
Right, but do you think that that's part of, you know, at the same time, it's kind of like twofold, you know, because, you have, okay, so Kim is saying it's the same thing for the male or female. She puts laugh out loud to the comment about get her ass in the kitchen and start cooking, you know, but she says that he should get his ass in the kitchen and start cooking. It's not 1950.
Well, we both do it together. It don't matter. We do it together. Anytime you come and connect with a woman, we gotta have something in common other than just sex. Come on. I mean, that's if you want to continue to be around. That's if you want to be around each other. You know.
Right.
If you're right.
You know?
That's funny.
It can't just be about
so
sex. We gotta have some other type of qualities.
Yeah, so we have just hold on real quick, Michael. We have another call. Let's bring this caller on. Call, are you there?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Somebody got some background music going on. You got to mute their phone or either.
Can y'all hear me now?
We can hear you.
Hello. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah,
I definitely got to agree with my man, Mike. You have to bring something else to the table besides sex. I mean, I don't just want to have sex and boom. You got to bring something else. Yeah, I want to eat afterwards. Fix me a fucking plate. I got to agree with him.
I think y'all hungry tonight.
I want a plate, you know.
Plate.
But, and like she said, some females... You got to keep the box clean. Shit.
That's a fact.
Ain't no stroking going on if it ain't right down there. Hey, a lot of things ain't going to happen. You know? You know? I definitely got to agree with homeboy.
That one.
Ain't no question. Uh-huh. I definitely got to agree with him on that one. You know, because some females, they think
women
it's
like,
bad. Cause some
females women like the man that can cook, too, now.
They think they
women
really
like
doing
the man
it.
That can cook.
Exactly, exactly. So real quick, Don, just hold the line real fast. We're going to bring one more caller on. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the Geek Squad.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Go ahead, caller.
I know I can hear him.
You can hear me, right?
Yeah.
We can hear you, caller, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most women, you know what I'm saying, sometimes when a woman is you're saying bringing more to the table, you know what I'm saying, except just sex. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, a man just, you know, he wants to cuddle. A woman wants to cuddle. You know what I'm saying?
Gross.
Sometimes not. I mean, I understand what my fellas are talking about, you know, having something to eat after sex. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, it's just a little bit more. But when you have a woman that's just wanting more just about sex or a man just about sex, it's got to be something else that's going on other than just, you know, the sex part in their mind. You know what I'm saying? Because how can they just, how can the fulfillment just be sex?
Right. No, that's a fact.
I'm trying to see who's sleeping.
Because what? Me too. Somebody's snoring. So, what happens is you get bored with that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, we done had all kinds of sex and we did this and did that, but well, now what? Saying
exactly
what about the the deep stimulated conversation, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know,
exactly,
a foot rub, you know, a neck rub, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
We said we wanted some males to call in, but real quick, males, y'all calling in being kind of needy here, aren't you? You want a meal after everything is done? You want a massage?
It's not just about sex. It's not just about sex for me. You know what I'm saying? That's
exactly.
I mean, we should get. I can get that walking down the street, going to the gas station right now. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I can meet somebody, she can give me some sex. I might like her just from meeting her tonight. I might like her. Well, you know, then like Ms. Mo better said, you could have sex all type of ways. And after that, after you just did that, what's next?
Right.
You know?
Okay, so Don, sure. real quick. So devil's advocate now, because you guys have answered a couple of questions, kind of summed it up for us. But Would you want more than that if she lets you know up front that she just wants sex, that's it? I don't know. You guys are saying you want more to it. But if she lets you know up front that this is what she's looking for, it don't matter what to me, this is all storm speaking. If you meet somebody and that person's like, you know what? Regardless of whatever situation, I'm just looking for sex. That's it. So she's letting you know up front, this is what I'm looking for. So if she lets you know, you're not getting no food when it's done. You're not getting no massage when it's finished.
It depends on the kind
of what it is. Girls always want something. They want money or something afterwards. Always want to realize that you're not getting a soda. You're not getting an egg roll. You're not getting nothing. If that's all you want to check, you're not getting nothing. No egg roll, no potato chips, no Pepsi, no Doritos. Nothing. Nada. If that's all you want is sex.
Let's take it from this perspective. If she's just looking for sex, then she's looking for you to put it on her to the point to where she's looking for an orgasm that is, you know, out of this world. She's looking for something that, because if she's just wanting sex, she's looking for something that takes her to a place that she's never been before and she's not getting it.
Right. Right. So if she lets you know that, guess what, I just want sex, because to me, when I hear that, that's what I think of. I don't think of, like, say, when Kim was explaining, like, okay, it's just, she just wants sex, that's it. To me, she's looking for that orgasm. So it don't matter about no egg roll, no potato chips, no massage, no nothing like that. She just wants you to put it down. That's it. Put it down and go home.
So, but what if we put it down to the point to where now she catching feelings?
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, there you go. There you go.
No, that happens. No, that happens. I agree with you. That happens.
Oh, that is good. That's good. That's good.
No, oh,
God. All right, so Dons and Divas, we gonna go around the round table real quick. It's our imaginary round table, but it's ours, you know. So we just gonna go around real quick. You guys give your feedback on the topic, on, you know, your final thoughts is what it's called. Give your final thoughts on, you know, tonight's show and the topics that we've had, and then we're just gonna wrap the show up. But it was definitely a wonderful show. who wants to go first?
You know, I'll go, you know, because I got to rush out. I just want to say the topic was good. It was a great show. I'm looking forward to what the topic is going to be next week. Divas, I definitely did your thing. I don't know who was snoring, but get some sleep next time. for the fellas, nice meeting y'all. Nice talking to y'all. Hope to hear from everybody next week, because I'll definitely be tuned in. Y'all have a blessed night.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Hot topic. This
is T. It was a great topic. You know, great show as always. You know, I love the topics. You know, sometimes I came in a little late, so I had to listen first to see what it was all about. But I'm looking forward to next week's show. Y'all have a great evening.
That's all good. Indeed. All right. So, tell a friend to tell a friend.
This is Mike, Angie. I came in a little late, and I was on y'all show a couple of months ago, but always a good topic. That was a good topic. You know, I'm going to try to tune in back next week. I keep forgetting, Angie and y'all girls. I keep forgetting about it every Wednesday because I'm on a different time frame. But
yeah,
it was a good show.
I'm trying
to tune in. Right. I'm keep posted. I'm putting in my refrigerator. Tune in to Angie Show.
And
the girls show.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know.
Already. Already.
Invite folks in.
I sure will.
Thank you for calling.
I sure will.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
No doubt.
All right. Who's next?
You already know.
What's up?
The snoring one. This is Ray Queen. No way. Oh, my God.
Girl,
you're
not supposed to claim that on your show. You're not supposed to claim that on your show.
I know.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh,
you don't claim that.
2 seconds. What y'all talking about? It was for 2 seconds.
You don't claim that. No,
two
you were snoring. Girl, you were snoring for more than that. And next week, you're going to talk the most.
No.
It's no better.
Oh,
you're going to talk the most next week.
This show was awesome. It had to be for more than 2 seconds because I heard like two or three dons when I woke up. I'm like, wait a minute, what did I miss? So yeah, I got to make this up next week. Definitely an awesome show. Thank you for all the callers, those who pressed one this week, and definitely. An awesome show. Call in and do the same next week. I'm passing on the mic.
Lord have mercy.
I don't even know why she claimed that. She could have left that as like it was a caller or something. She's gonna talk about it was me. It was me. Go ahead, Miss Mo Better. Go ahead.
It was definitely interesting. It was interesting and. That topic can actually spread. It can go even deeper. And I'm sure we'll probably touch on it again coming up soon. We appreciate the callers and the listeners on the phone And next week, y'all tell a friend to tell a friend to chime in. We'll have something more interesting for y'all next week also. And I'm stepping up the
game. Yeah.
All right, guys. What's up, guys? What's up? It was a great show. I enjoyed myself. It's your girl, Storm. The topics were definitely great. Shout out to the Don for definitely calling in. Miss Mobetta was like, we need some guys to call in. And guess what, Miss Mobetta? You asked and you shall receive.
Mm-hmm.
And we did.
Shall
so that's what's up. So that was good.
Listen, we just networking here. We're just networking. That's all.
No, they signed up. But that was good. So with that being said, guys, have a blessed and safe weekend. We look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. And that's it. That's it. It's butter, baby. Let's go.
Deuces.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight? I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed. I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classy.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had to pay a lease. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watch it. That hoes clock it. Here comes respect. His crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man eyes. Big man, they never try. So we roll with them. Stole with them. I mean loyalty. Niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate. The cookies, butter crunch. 88, Oshkosh, and blue and white stuff. That's blunt. I had enough heart for most of them, long as I got stuff for most of them soft. Even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss. Of course, my orange box cutter make the world go round. Plus I'm fucking bitches ain't my homegirls now. Fuck backing, dabbled in crack, gun packing. Nicknamed Medina, made the scene, took my Nina. From gym class to in glass, passed off for global. The only nigga with a mobile, can't you see like total. Getting larger and wasted taste. Ain't no telling where this telling is heading. Just in case, keep a shell at the tip of your melon. Clear the space. Your brain was a terrible thing to waste. 88 on gate, snatch initial nameplate. Smoke your splits with niggas. Real life, begin to kill us. Praying God forgive us for being sinners. Help us out.
Sky is the limit, know that you keep on. Just keep on planning on. Sky is the limit, know that you can find what you want. Keep making what you want.
Enterprise, and I ain't have to be in school by 10. I then began to encounter with my counterpart to how to burn the block apart. Break it down into sections. Drugs by these selections. Some use pipes, others use injections. Syringe sold separately. Frank the deputy, quick to grab my Smith and Wesson like my dick was missing. To protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better scene. Put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid. Only make moves when your heart's in it. And live to pray, sky's the limit. Motherfucker, see you chumps on top.
Yeah.